Stephen Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the top three reasons new real estate investors fail, in our opinion. Mm-hmm. And I have to share with you, we are pre-recording these episodes because we were happily taking a vacation, a well-deserved vacation in Santa Barbara the week that these air, or I guess the week before.
No, the week these air.
Oh, yeah?
No, it was the week before. You're right. I'm all confused.
See this big smile right here? See it?
So I'm probably, who knows where I'm waking up right now and what we're doing right now, but we probably just had a week of craziness. That's true.
Yeah, after this is airing, that's exactly. Right. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Marcus asks, I've been pricing by zip code, and when looking at comps, sometimes there are parcels in different towns, but the same zip code. However, these parcels are different in a different county. That's nutty.
It happens all the time. Zip codes are for the post office.
Right.
The county is for government.
Right. So my gut tells me I'm overthinking this and just price by zip code anyway. This happens because when getting comps, I'll put X county into Lands of America, etc., and make a list of the prices and acreage for each zip code. Then when I download data for the county, I find new zip codes for which there were no comps.
Yep.
So I go back to the land.
This is very intelligent.
Put in that zip code, and bam, there are comps for those zip codes, which are located in other counties. I feel like I'm doing something wrong here.
You're not. You're not doing anything wrong.
It's been a long week. Sorry, none of this makes sense. This is awesome. You're good, Marcus. That's so darn funny. All right, so Kevin, our moderator, responded already. And his reply is, Marcus, I used to get hung up on finding all the right zip codes for pricing in a county. Here is the easy way that I use now. Download the data, sort by zip code. Copy that zip code column into another tab. Remove duplicates. This is your list of zip codes to price. Then I just go to LandWatch or Realtor.com, etc., plug in the zip codes, and one at a time get the comps. Does that make sense to you? Did I answer your question? Sure you did. Good quick tip.
I completely agree with Kevin here. I believe that I knew there's a larger string that goes on that we don't have. It's beyond the scope of reading this here, poor Jill, you know.
Yeah.
And the fact is,
and our listeners,
this person's it's rural vacant land. They're not. If it was info lots, I'd have a different answer. If they were trying to capture info lot mailer in rural vacant land, the chances are of having a materially different price per acre with comparison values and everything when half of a zip code's in one county and half's in the other is very, very, very small.
Right.
So, are you overthinking this? Yeah. Is it a great question? Yep. It's I can tell that how you're manipulating data, you're going to do really well.
So, bigger picture is, isn't it amazing that they didn't get together and like, gosh, figure this out?
No.
Isn't that
doesn't
great?
Doesn't surprise me at all.
The post office is like running amok, doing whatever they want, because this makes delivery easier.
Running amok. Running amok.
Doing what they want. Who cares if it's a different county? Doesn't seem to matter. Who cares? I mean, isn't that interesting?
No.
Because, like, think about people selling things and having deliveries, you know, Amazon, for example. Different zip codes have different pricing. That might mess with their whole shipping scenario, too. But doesn't matter. Makes sense to the post office.
It's two governments who don't care or talk to each other.
Right.
Doesn't
they act like they don't exist.
Doesn't surprise me.
So darn funny.
Actually, I would expect this to happen more.
I know. But it's just hilarious. It just goes to show, like, you get into this world and this business, and you think it should make sense, and it should all connect, and everybody should be working together. Nope, not the case.
There's a lot of stuff like this that goes on in the pre-acquisition state of real estate investing that people like Jill and partners like Jill never know about until years later. Like, we're on a show like this talking about it. And I have it all resolved for you.
I get it. Thank you, Stephen.
Today's topic, the top three reasons new real estate investors fail. This is the meat of the show. Then my, can I go?
Yeah.
I'll just give him my number one.
All right. Flat out. You want to say where this came from? I created this topic.
Yes, she did.
Because my, a couple weeks ago, my team asked me to do a quick video, and they gave me, this is a topic. I'm like, oh, heck yeah. I'm happy to share what I think.
Oh, so you already wrote this all out.
Well, I did a video on it. Yes, I did. But it's fun to compare your notes. So I want to, I'm going to let you share your top three, and then I'll share my top three. And I can't cheat because I wrote it down, and I'm going to cover mine up, cover up my answers. So ready. I want to hear yours. What's your number one?
My number one, and maybe my number one through three, is that it's not a priority.
Oh.
Period. I mean, I'm going to come back to my old guitar thing. If you listen to our show, you've heard me say this before. I've picked up a guitar and probably purchased a guitar in my life at least three times, maybe five. Never learned how to play it. Why? Not because I can't do it. Not because I'm not smart enough. None of that. I just, on a Sunday, probably when I was bored, bought a guitar, started flipping through it, didn't put it in a calendar, didn't take it seriously, and for whatever reason, something else got sidetracked with something else, probably land, purchasing and selling land.
Exactly.
And it just didn't stick.
Exactly.
And I really believe it's not lack of talent, lack of smarts, or life, or any of that stuff, like Jill's about to tell you it is. It's this fact. It's just not high enough on your priority list.
That's your one, two, and three. Yeah. Wasn't a priority. You weren't that into it. You didn't care.
Yeah. We've all gone out with people like that, you know, theoretical, attempted romantic relationship.
Tell me, please. How does this relate?
Just sometimes it doesn't stick. It's like, you know what? I'm just not this.
Not that into her?
Yeah. Well, you know, and if it happens probably.
She just might not be that into you, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it happens with women more than men.
True.
Don't you think? I think that's totally one-sided.
Yeah, I think you're right. I do. We like women. We pretend that we're more into it. We try to be more into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Some
just
women
to see
do.
If it'll click?
Yeah, and you know what? Because there's always people out there that just don't want to be alone. Come on. Oh, we all God. Know people that can't get by without a boyfriend. It drives me crazy. So wow. They try to make it stick when they're really not that into the guy. I'm like, just move on.
I just thought, I always maybe incorrectly assumed here that women just feel their way through life with feelings.
Yep.
And it's like, maybe I'll have a feeling for this guy tomorrow. Let's try again. That's what I thought it was.
No, if they did have a feeling, they would move on quicker.
Guys are like, can I put up with this? Is that okay? I wonder if this is going to change. It seems okay at this point. I wonder what will happen next.
Do you know what I envision? I envision every guy in the beginning of a relationship goes, yeah, that'll work. And then they just kind of muddle along. And then the next thing you know, they're getting married. Like, why are you getting married? Because she told me to. She said it's time. I feel like that's how guys go all the way through to retirement. I guess I'm retiring now. My wife said sign the paper, so I am, and I guess we're going to get an RV.
Why an RV?
I don't know. That's how I feel. Like, tell me I'm wrong.
I think that's true with a lot of people. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Especially earlier in your life. Boys have a tough time separating. Their new young men have a tough time separating their new wives from their mothers.
Their new wives versus their old wives.
The older you get, the easier that is to do.
How am I like your mother?
You're not.
Oh, good.
You're not like my mom at all.
Thank you.
You're not.
It's good. You're welcome. All right, you want to get back? You want to hear my three?
Yeah. What is this topic?
Okay, the topic is actually business related. But that was more fun. All right, so the top three reasons I feel new real estate investors fail, and I actually do have three. I will go through them now. Number one, education. I think they skip it. They don't think they need it. They think they can just dive in and wing it. And guess what? That's when mistakes happen. So I really think that if you spend some time, whatever you're going to do, research it and know what you're getting into. So that's my thing. You know, I love when people say, I've been following you for 6 months, reading everything you have, and I spent more time over here with this person's site and this person's site and all this stuff. I'm like, great. That really makes me feel good that I know that they're doing it. And you know what? They're doing it on their own. They're owning their own. They're taking ownership for it, you know, too.
Yeah.
And I love that, too. When you get educated, and I said this in my live video I did, it was just a 2 or 3 minute video, but I just said, please own it. Don't run to your mentor or whoever's helping you and ask them every little thing, because you're going to wear them down. You know, take ownership, Google stuff, figure out answers on your own for everything you can, and save the big stuff for them. So that's number one. Number, do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I love this.
All right. So my number two thing, I think I've watched people fail in this technology. You know, they can't learn fast enough, and I feel bad. But there's a lot of things that come at you. There's a lot of moving parts. We were talking about this today. Any business that you're starting, when you really get into it, when you realize, wow, you know, especially, you know, we accidentally sometimes make this look easy, and you get into it and you realize there's a lot to it.
I want to share that conversation.
Okay.
I'm gonna be real very, very detailed about a conversation that Jill and I had while we were getting dressed together in our bathroom in the morning. Real straight about it. We are in the middle of three startups right now, and we're trying to. We will get them done by the end of the year, ish. Like, so, what is it? July. So that's not so crazy.
Right.
TitleMind, which is a full-blown licensed national title escrow company, just like First American, same credentials, same capabilities, only for investors. Number two is ListingGopher.com, which is a listing service. So if you buy a property and you want, we post our properties everywhere anyway, we might as well post yours and charge a little bit for it. All these tools are in the name of you being able to just be a deal maker. Mm-hmm. And the third one is Car Academy, which is a full-blown Land Academy, House Academy product with its own parcel fact and texting capability for car owners just to see if they want to sell them that day. And Jill and I are startup people. We were individually born this way, and by the forces of the universe, we got shoved together, and we're much better off, both of us, collectively and individually for it, in my opinion. We have some people that are working with us that are fantastic, but I don't think that they're aware of how much details and the stuff that really goes on in a startup. Why the heck are you bringing this up now, Steve? What the heck is... Because if you are a new land or house investor, you know, or a seasoned real estate investor, if you're seasoned, you know this. Mm-hmm. You know there's contracts to sign, and you got to read stuff and go through it, and it's not easy. We make it look easy. We talk about the highlights. That's what these shows are about, 35,000-foot highlights.
Right.
But there's contracts and everything. You need to be part attorney, part,
business owner,
part caveman, part
boxer sometimes. Because you got to go at it and say, this is not right.
So for whatever reason, this has always come naturally to me, this startup phase. I'm not a long-term operator, and neither is Jill. Jill's, for the most part, a startup person. She feels the best when we're really working out the details, putting people in place, and then watching the money go up.
And letting them run.
So that's what you can expect. There's a tremendous, either get yourself an operations partner or a secretary, essentially, in the beginning to file paperwork, or you just gonna have to grit and bear it. You know, all these companies, with the exception of, I think, the last one, Jill and I started on our own in a back bedroom of a townhouse in Scottsdale, Arizona. So I feel qualified in having this little fatherly chat with you. It's not real simple. I mean, actually, it's very easy. It's very time-consuming and requires a tremendous amount of organization and follow-through.
And there's a lot of little hurdles along the way. You just got to get through them.
If you're the kind of person who's got a lot of unfinished projects in your life, this is absolutely not for you. Don't add this one.
That's true.
If you're just an upfront person and you love the romantic idea of having tons of money and living on the ocean like this isn't for you. If you're a follow-through person who can talk to people on the phone and was really good at math in your whole life, this is absolutely for you. You will end up on the ocean.
Great. Can I get back to my list? I love it. You just go off on this thing. This is great. This is bipolar Monday. We're all over the place.
I'm watching our markers too, and they're like, we're solid.
Whatever. We're all over the place. All right. So back to technology. You better learn, and it takes time. You might be spending a weekend, you know, in Excel, and that's just what it takes. And I also want you to get, as your business grows, you need to be on the cutting edge, and you need to create systems for yourself so you can keep up and get ahead. And then my third one is, this is the one that ties in with yours. The reason I really watch people fail is personal life. And it's not just me saying that. they've come to me and said that. Like, it's, mm-hmm. you know, we've done numerous surveys and it comes back. Like, what was the biggest hurdle, you know, in Land Academy? We thought maybe it was funding or maybe it was data or it was maybe technology. Like, that we thought that would be that. Nope. The number one biggest thing that our new people say starting out is personal life and them percepting or their perception of perceiving that they don't have enough time. And it's really just they're getting in their own way, and they say that, and I get it, and I feel it, and I understand that. Yeah. So whatever you do, whatever you start, you got to really take a step back and commit, have a talk with yourself. Like, don't go buy 3 guitars, not to pick on you.
No.
But you know, before you buy the guitar, sit yourself down and go, really, am I really going to play this guitar?
What's it going to take to actually, so I can play a couple songs around a campfire? Well, you know, or whatever your goal is.
Exactly. Our best, most successful members, they dove in and went at it, didn't stop. Their first deal was done start to finish in 30, 60
that's right, Jill.
Days.
I'm glad you're bringing this up. I was just going to bring this up.
Yeah, and that's what it takes. So
we have a choice when we do shows like this. We have a choice. We can sit here and blow smoke. We can sit here and say,
yeah,
it doesn't cost anything to start, just like everybody else.
Could you imagine? You
zero down. Yes,
you
go ahead.
Too can be a millionaire. When they're awful.
We can tell you what it really takes.
Yeah.
And it's hopefully work. Save you a lot of time and money.
That's it. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. So thanks.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. I hope you're not walking around with your tail between your legs and in a depression stupor.
No.
Join us next time for the episode called Infill Lots Explained.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Or are you?
Yeah. Maybe you are alone. Are you all alone? Oh my gosh. That's a horrible another. Can you imagine an infomercial like that? That's awful. I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
Shucks. That'd be awful. It'd be like a dating one, though. Anyway.
I always think of like the religious ones that are like that. Like,
oh.
Are you feeling alone? Send 1995 to the...
We'll pray for you.
Saints of whatever... Saints of New Jersey and affiliates. LLC.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I don't know why I picked that New Jersey.
That's great. I'm going to stop this madness now. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.